So I can't tell you how excited I am to be joining the Oberlin community. And I have to tell you that I am eminently excited, just immensely pleased to be working with you and thinking collaboratively with you about the Oberlin's next era with our alumni, our faculty, our staff, and our students. I'm just excited about joining this community. So let me do some things first. I need to thank a few people before I talk about what I think our work is together. The first is Chris and Lily. They have been sort of the images of what Oberlin is for me as I've gone through this process. The work of finding a college president is challenging. And it's challenging for any institution. You have to balance various constituencies. You have to balance interests. You have to do all that hard work. And just to remind you all, that's volunteer work. As I think Lily said to me the other day, that it was about 30 hours a week for weeks and weeks and weeks. So I just want to thank you both personally for your commitment to me, for your help through this process, but also your dedication and commitment. And the same goes for the search committee and all the people that I met through this process. It really looked seamless to me from the outside. Maybe it wasn't on the inside, but it was seamless to me. And I cannot thank you enough for the opportunity. I also wanted to take a moment to thank Marvin. So this fraternity of college presidents is actually fairly small. And there's no one that quite knows what it is to be a college president other than another college president. You are so dedicated to the success of the institution. You weather the challenges. You revel in the victories. And what you really want from your successor is someone that cares about it as much as you do, that is as passionate as you are. And so I promise you, Marvin, that I will do as good a job as I can to take your good work and take it into its next era. Because I know what it means to have really another child. That's what an institution is. It is someone that you care about deeply, and you want its success to continue. So I will try to do that good work. So, let me tell you what attracted me to Oberlin, what drew me to this institution. So Oberlin is a singular institution in higher education. It simply is factually accurate, that is singular. That you are really the only place that has combined both academic and musical excellence and the commitment to the liberal arts, intertwined with that commitment to social justice, to equity, to access, to opportunity. There's really no institution in the country that's done that the way Oberlin is done. And it was that intertwined mission that drew me. In some ways, it is in my DNA. It is in my DNA. So Chris talked a little bit about my parents. So my parents happen to be here with me. My parents are in the front row. So as Chris said, my mom grew up in a small town in Arkansas, Searcy, Arkansas. And she was a little black girl in that small town, and somehow she got into her mind to go and get a PhD in dance and related arts. There were no images to look to know that what she wanted to achieve was possible. I always say to her, it was simply divine intervention, right? And my mom, I got a chance to see my mom do that when I was a little bit younger. And watching my mom in that pursuit demonstrated to me that a life of the mind and family life could exist in the same human being, could exist in this woman, could exist in this woman of color. That's what she taught me. So on my dad's side of the family, there's actually not much formal education before my dad goes on to college. And my dad grew up in Colt, Arkansas, as Chris said. But it was referred to in that pejorative way that you refer to African-American enclaves in that era as dark corner. That's how it was referred to. And my dad grew up picking cotton all of his formative years. And he would say to me that he would look up, just imagine the deep south, the heat. And he would look up from the hot beating sun as he was out there picking cotton. And he would say to himself, I don't know what I want to do, but I know I don't want to do this. So my dad, because he had an opportunity, to go to college and to go on to graduate school, he not only changed his personal trajectory, but he changed his family's trajectory. So I'm one generation removed from picking cotton. I have an older brother who's a physician. I have a younger brother who's a teacher. We are one generation removed from picking cotton. We're five generations removed from slavery. And my dad had an opportunity to change his trajectory and to change my trajectory because I have the opportunity to be the 15th president of Oberlin College. So those intertwined missions, academic excellence, social justice, equity, access, opportunity, that is in my DNA. That's in my DNA. I'm deeply committed to that work. So now here's the challenge before us. We're in a rapidly changing environment. The landscape of higher education is shifting under our feet. So how do we keep that mission? How do we embrace it? But how do we move on to the things that we need to be even as we sustain that mission? That's the challenge before us. How do we hold on to the core of who we are, but not so much so that we don't embrace who we need to be? That's the challenge before us. But here's what I know. There is no institution in the world that is better prepared for that challenge than Oberlin. This is good work. This is challenging work in all the right ways. And the other thing I know for sure is that there is absolutely no other institution that I would rather do that good work with than Oberlin College. So as I said from the beginning, I'm excited. My spouse is excited. The triplets are excited. They're ready to come. They said to me the other night that their only challenge was they were going to have to learn Ohio history. They knew Pennsylvania history. Now they got to learn Ohio's history. But I told them that there are great people, people who are dedicated to a mission that we care about as a family, and that they will be here to welcome them as you have welcomed me. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I look forward to our great work together. Thank you.